Hi, welcome back to my podcast. This is episode 2. How are we all doing? How are we all getting on? Hope we're all safe and well. So we're going into another week of quarantine. Does it ever feel like it's ever going to end? I definitely feel because we're going into another week, another month. It's definitely starting to get in on me. Like, I'm looking forward to, you know, I don't go out anyway. But I'm looking forward to being able to leave voluntarily. My house and to go to my shop and not being crazy and not seeing people. Like, I don't know. I'm a bit scared of people with masks on. Maybe that's just me, but I like to see everybody's face. Like, I couldn't live in a country where you're only judging people by their eyes, because I get very distracted by people on motorbikes, you know, because I'm only seeing their eyes. I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're like underneath. So it's distracting me doing my shopping. So I can't wait for this to be over. I'm enjoying it, and then I'm not enjoying it. So just, I'm keeping positive about it. It will all end soon, and you know, we'll all be back to normal. So this week on my podcast, I definitely want to sort my garden. It's not a mess and it's not bad. It's just when I'm on Instagram and I'm seeing all those perfect gardens and I'm seeing anyone who's English, their gorgeous weather and their gorgeous gardens, it definitely puts a little barbecue fire under my bum and makes me want to go and get my garden sorted. So I'm going to give you a little update on my garden. Hopefully when I come back on my next episode, I'll be able to give you an update on how I got on, whether I got there, whether I threw a match to it, whether I just left it the way it was, or whether I got the garden of my dreams. I don't know, but hopefully I'll be able to put up a before and after photo on Instagram and you'll be able to sort of judge it and give me a little feedback there. So my garden, not the biggest garden. We do get the sun all day, definitely from the afternoon to the evening we get the sun. We don't have an extension, our neighbours do, so it's definitely created more of a sun trap. So it's not huge, it's a lovely garden. We do have decking, a bit of artificial grass and two sheds, one play shed and one shed for my husband where he goes and does his little DIY stuff, which I hope that's what he's doing. I must check, did he put a TV out there? So you know, and then obviously the trampoline now and bins and a side gate. that's about it. So the decking, I decided last year that I wanted decking. Was it last year? 2 years ago. Oh my gosh, the years are flying into each other. Definitely a couple of years ago I decided I wanted to get decking in. I didn't like my garden. There was grass in it and we have a greyhound. He was ripping it up as a track. I was sick of wiping muddy paws, so said to the husband, no, definitely want a bit of decking on. It would look gorgeous. It would be great. And it did. It looked gorgeous. But if you don't treat it yearly and sort of keep maintenance on it, it can get very tired and very dull looking. And also, we didn't realise when we were putting the deckings in, the boards, that you're meant to leave a screw gap between each board. Now, we didn't do that. We definitely left about a carrot size in between the boards. It's far too big. Toys fall down there, food falls down there, you know, small children fall down there if they're not careful. So it's definitely something I want to get sorted. So we did look into composite boarding. If you have looked into composite boarding, it is crazy expensive. It is essentially plastic to look like wooden boards. And you don't need to treat it. You don't need to paint it. You know, you just pop it down. Looks gorgeous. And you get it in all different colours. And yeah, I didn't realise how expensive it is. It's fierce expensive. So it's just not in our price range at the moment. I definitely think we put a lot of effort into our wooden boards, and I'm thinking if I give it a little TLC, bit of love, maybe a bit of paint, not paint because I've decided against that now, bit of stain, it'll bring it back up and looking fresh. So that's definitely what I want to do. like I said, we have artificial grass, we have a greyhound, so he does wee in the one spot. Now, probably all dogs do this, so it's quite handy to be able to just clean that one little spot. And it's not smelly, because we did a proper, we did the whole, like, you know, pressing down the sand, and we got it all compressed and rocks and the whole thing. We followed it to a T. Myself and the husband put it down last year, the year before I was pregnant. Yeah, so it was about 2 years ago, and it's grand. I got cleaner on Amazon. So every now and again, I'll go out and give it a little clean, hose it down, you know, go out and look like I'm actually taking care of my garden. And I YouTubed how to just keep it a little bit fresher. Now, warning, don't do this. This was the most stupidest thing I've ever done. And I'm lucky I was able to sort of save it. So, someone said, get cat litter. And off I pottered over to Dunn's, got the biggest bags of cat litter I could find. You know, put holes in them, sprinkled it all down. Broke a brush trying to brush it in. It just would not brush in. So, we were after getting a new Hoover. And we are throwing out an old Hoover. So I went out and I hoovered up my artificial grass. Now, definitely neighbours were looking out at me saying, there's that crazy lady. And yeah, I gave them the excuse to now label me forever as the lady who hoovers her grass. You're lucky I didn't do it in the front garden, to be honest, because I definitely could have done that. So I'm now looking into getting, like, you know, an extra bit of sand, just make sure it's all nice and even, especially with the trampoline in now. I don't know whether it's going to dent it, so I don't want to waste money. I don't want to put, like, not take care of it after spending so much money on putting it down. So that's what I want to do. I also, so that's the decking and that's the artificial grass. I have scoured the internet looking for garden furniture, like, everywhere. And it's very hard trying to figure out what's out there, because Woody's one won't show anything on their website. Everything is, like, you know, the page is not found. And you're sort of, you know, for a garden shop, you know, it's a little difficult trying to price things and get an idea in your head if they're not opening. I did a couple of years ago order garden furniture from eBay, from Vida XL, and it was amazing, perfect. It was that ratten effect, looked amazing. Still have it. We have a cover for it. It, you just wipe it down and it's perfect. It was an L-shaped sofa, table, and two stools, and amazing. That's what I want to get. I want to get a new sort of something to finish that off, like two armchairs or something, just to, you know. So I heard Lidl are selling you know, their garden stuff either this week or next week. So I'm just wondering if they open at 8. And the queues, judging by what I've seen in the queues, would I need to be there about 5:30, 6 or earlier? I don't know. I'm really sort of a bit worried that, you know, I've queued up in Aldi for Kevin the Carrot at Christmas and it's been crazy, you know. So I don't know whether this is going to be the same, and I don't want to miss out. So I'm losing sleep over this. Like, what time do I get there? You know, putting the alarm clock on, waking up just to make sure that I can wake up and get up and go. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully I'll get garden furniture, so my next episode I'll be able to tell you if I did or didn't. Or are the children just sitting on pallets? You know, we don't know. Might resort to that. I also have an umbrella that I got sort of, I did a half or half, I think. So I got one piece of the umbrella in IKEA and I got the other piece of the, like, parasol umbrella in Aldi. Now, I can't figure this umbrella out. I never throw shade on the tables. And it's quite heavy because it's filled with sand to drag it around decking. Like, I'm destroying that. I'm not looking forward to my husband seeing where I've dragged the thing around and it's took up chunks of decking. You know, it's been hid at the moment, but the minute that is taken up, I'm just waiting for the, oh my god, someone did that, oh, this is terrible. So hopefully he's not listening to that part. But my husband sort of just goes, oh, pull the parasol down and it will cast shade on it. Now, I'm not being bad, it looks like a giant photographer's light umbrella, and I just think it looks sort of a bit ridiculous. So I'm still trying to figure that out. My kids also decided that they wanted a pool last summer. So yeah, got a pool, filled it up. Now, good size pool, like, I think it was 8 foot or 6 foot. It was good, like, you know, good one. And put it up and no, we don't want to go in. It came with a filter and everything. We don't want to go in it. It's too cold. That's all I hear. It's too cold. So I went online, found a heater. So I am well prepared. So also now I have to figure out where I'm going to put this Olympic size pool so the kids can enjoy it. So I have to also figure that out. And, you know, hopefully I'll get me furniture. And then I'm definitely not organising any barbecues because I don't want anyone over my house to ruin any of the stuff that I've now bought. I also need to sort a skip because I don't know if anyone else has decided to start just literally throwing all their rubbish down the side of the garden, and then you're trying to take a nice Instagram photo and trying to block all that junk out. Like, definitely the boxes from the trampoline, Easter egg boxes, trying to hide that, anything, just literally all the junk, like anything. I think my son's pool table that he got a couple of years ago, it got left out in the rain and it literally went to mush. So that's even there, so that needs to get sorted. So I'm definitely thinking of ordering a skip, but I only like to order a skip if I'm definitely gonna fill it, you know, otherwise I just feel like it's a big waste of money. So I'm gonna end up throwing out crap, just crap. So hopefully that gets sorted. So my next episode 3, hopefully it'll be an update on the garden, and then let you know how I'm getting on. I'm currently hid in my ensuite bathroom away from the kids before I have to give them a shower while they're nice and calm. Now when kids go too quiet, you start to get a little worried that, okay, are they alive? Are they in the house? Have they escaped? So I'm definitely gonna have to finish up and go check on them. I'm hoping everyone is safe and well, like I said, and you know, we're all in this together. We're going into another week. If anyone has any tips on gardens, garden furniture, stains, any little tips, decking, anything at all that they think I might be interested in, please send it my way, because everything helps. Like, you might see something on someone's page and be like, oh, and then you ask them and you're like, where did you get that? And then I hate the ones 6 years ago and little, you're like, oh great, can't get that. Or then it's in the reduced section, you've walked by it 10 times. So definitely that's what I want to do this year and this week, maybe next week, just get a start on it, try get it some way looking presentable again, and then that will be me. And then hopefully next week, I have plans for another podcast. I got great response from my first one, which thank you very much. Thanks to my 3 listeners now, I think. But thank you very much. I really hope you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it, which is surprisingly. So happy Monday to everyone. And have a good one. See you later.